Right, we good to go? We good to go? Right, we should be good to go. Bum 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 bum. That's good for music, for the start of the news program, right? Cool. That should be right. Hey there, people of Vermont. I am Frank Skinner, and my assistant in the booth there is Julia Cotton. We'll be taking over from your usual hosts, but fear not, we've got their script right here, and believe me, we are doing you a favor. Today's top story, the golden man that saves people and ignores them alike, was sighted in the United States again yesterday. Twice! That's their first appearance, spent extinguishing a controlled bushfire in California that park rangers had set up in order to reduce the damage of uncontrolled bushfires further down the line. The second appearance, though, was spent rescuing Senator Mittens from a tree branch in Massachusetts. Senator Mittens is a year-old cat owned by police officer Kylie James. He's called Senator Mittens because he looks like he has tiny little gloves. Isn't that adorable, listeners? I've got a picture right here that I can't show you due to the limitations of the radio format. Moving on, rollerblading. According to a recent poll, almost as popular as roller skating. Julia, could you hand me that graph? The graph that the script mentions. What do you mean they haven't got a graph? It says to refer to the graph. Well, that's just stupid then, isn't it? They could have used less words to just say the percentage in the script. Well, we'll just take it in good faith then, listeners. Rollerblading is almost as popular as roller skating. What's the difference, you might ask, and I can tell you the difference. Roller skates have their wheels in parallel and are suitable for discos and casual pottering about in the park. Rollerblades have the wheels in series and are suitable for sports. On a technical level, though, rollerblades require similar motions to ice skating and carry a higher risk of injury. See graph. See graph, and they don't include the graph. I'm starting to think we did them a favor, Screamer. Julia, I meant Julia. In other news, listeners, a protest was started yesterday against the terrible injustice of NEPEA5. That's the bill that says that any capes hoping to not get into fights and not to murder each other should just cut it out. Important capes like Lustrum, the feminist icon, and Allfather, sworn enemy of America's minorities and knife manufacturers alike, have spoken out. Their voices joined in by unimportant ones, like independent cape team the Brockton Bay Brigade, and a few dependent capes as well, in the Protectorate. Those that were willing to lose their promotion prospects by speaking out against the party line. If only we lived in an America where popular sentiment was more important than almighty money. And glorious ultraviolence. Moving on, dear listeners. Bobbleheads. They are taking the nation by storm. Bobbleheads, the stupid collectibles where a character or person is given a swollen head to match their existing ego, which is allowed to nod back and forth in permanent agreement to whatever their bosses say. I've got one right in front of me. Unlike any graphs I might want to need about this, say, telling me the rise of bobblehead sales over the past few years, those could be pretty useful. That's right, Alexandria. NEPEA5 really is helping our economy. It in no way encourages cape violence. Her helmet's so big. Such a stupid little thing. Oh well. Ooh, this one actually sounds interesting. A special advisory. Wow. Hey, Julia, look at this. No wonder they looked so surprised to see you. It's a special advisory warning, listeners. Protectorate experts expect that the Slaughterhouse-9 are on the move towards Vermont. Be warned and be on the lookout for Jack Slash, an unshaven man in his early 20s. Let's see, Crimson, but he's done his hair since then. They still don't have a description for me or breed. Winter's hair is more of a white than platinum. Screamer! They can't say that on the radio, can they? That's horrible. We'll have to fix that. Be on the lookout, listeners, for Screamer. That's a woman with a beautiful canary blonde hair set in perfect curls, with skin like the cured mahogany, and a smile that could make a statue smile back. Well, I am just about bored with this now. Are you bored, Julia? Well then, I think I'll leave you all with a parting thought, people listening to my voice that I have no attachment to. I'm a man of simple pleasures. Pleasures like saying, "Have a nice day!" to a cashier, even though I know they won't. And I have a pleasant-sounding voice, too. So, do I seem like a nice guy?